"Ask Gertie. She'll explain it all to you," he said hastily as he jumped up from a narrow pink chair and fled the sunny room given over to his children, shamelessly ignoring the cries of, "Papa, you said you'd tell me!"
"You haven't seen me," Harry said as he raced through a small windowless room that served as an antechamber to his estate office. "You haven't seen me. You don't know where I am. In fact, you might just decry knowledge of me altogether." "It's safer that way. Throw the bolt on the door, would you, Temple? And perhaps you should put a chair in front of it. Or the desk. I wouldn't put it past the little devils to find a way in with only the door bolted."
Templeton Harris, secretary and man of affairs, pursed his lips as his noble employer raced into the adjacent room.
"What was it this time, sir?"
Temple asked as he followed Harry. Weak sunlight filtered through the dingy windows, lighting motes of dust sent dancing in the air by Harry's rush through the room.
"Did MacTavish present you with another of his finds? Has Lord Marston decided he wishes to become a blacksmith rather than inherit your title? Are the twins trying to fly from the stable roof again?"
Harry shuddered visibly as he gulped down a healthy swig of brandy. Nothing so benign. India wished to know certain facts, woman things. Temple's pale blue eyes widened considerably. But Lady India is only a child. Surely such concepts are beyond her." Harry took a deep, shaky breath and leaned toward a window thick with grime. Using his elbow, he cleaned a small patch, just enough to peer out into the wilderness that once was a garden. She might be a child to our minds, Temple, but according to nature, she's trembling on the brink of womanhood.
"Oh, those sorts of woman things."
Harry held out the empty brandy snifter silently, and, just as silently, Temple poured a judicious amount of smoky amber liquid into it.
"Have one yourself. It's not every day a man can say his daughter has, trembled."
Temple poured himself a small amount and silently toasted his employer.
"I can remember when she was born," Harry said, as he stared out through the clean patch of glass, enjoying the burn of the brandy as it warmed its way down his throat. "Beatrice was disappointed that she was a girl, but I thought she was perfect with her tiny little nose and a mop of brown curls and eyes that used to watch me so seriously. It was like she was an angel sent down to grace our lives, a ray of light, a beam of sunshine, a joy to behold."
He took another deep breath as three quicksilver shadows flickered across the dirty window, the high, carefree laughter of children up to some devilment trailing after them. Harry flung himself backward against the wall, clutching his glass with fingers gone white with strain.
"And then she grew up and had her woman's time and demanded that I explain everything to her. What's next, Temple, I ask you? What's next?"
Temple set his glass down in the same spot it had previously occupied and wiped his fingers on his handkerchief, trying not to grimace at the dust and decay rampant in the room. It disturbed his tidy nature immensely to know that the room had not seen a maid's hand since they had arrived some 3 weeks before.
"I assume, my lord, that as Lady Anne is now 8 years old, in some 5 years' time she will be demanding the very same information. Would you not allow a maid to just clean around your books? I can promise you that none of your important papers or items will be touched during the cleaning process. Indeed, I would be happy to tend to the cleaning myself if you would just give me leave."
Harry, caught up in the hellish thought of having to repeat with his youngest daughter the scene he'd just barely escaped, shook his head.
"No, this is my room, the one room in the whole house that is my sanctuary. No one but you is permitted in it, not the children, not the maids, no one. I must have some place that is wholly mine, Temple, somewhere sacred, somewhere that I can just be myself."
Temple glanced around the room. He knew the contents well enough. He'd had to carry in the boxes of Harry's books, his estate papers, the small bureau of curios, the horribly muddied watercolours that graced the walls. Perhaps if